USA Radio News.
Senate Judiciary Chairman Chuck Grassley said there was some indication that the FBI's report on its findings regarding the background investigation into Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh will be completed by sometime on Wednesday. Senator Joe Manchin is one of the undecided voters. Reporters caught up with him a short time ago.
Once I see this report, you're asking me, is it too much? Not enough? Needs to be more? Let me see it first, and I'll maybe have an opinion. I
can you characterize how this entire episode...
This has been horrible. It's been a circus.
Does that make it...
Well, I'm looking at the gentleman as an adult from 22 to 53, 31 years of professional service. I'm looking at him as a father, as a person in the community. I interact with his community. I'm looking at a little bit of everything. I'm trying to put the human side to it.
Five police officers were shot in Florence, South Carolina, and at least one died. Authorities said the active shooter situation is now over, and the suspect is in custody. This is USA Radio News.
Do you want a more honest media? Hello, my name is Robert Farrow, and I've grown tired of shadow banning, censorship, and one-sided reporting from today's news and social media companies. That's why my team created RightToVoice.com. We don't push aside. That's right, the number two, and voice. We don't push aside. We include all the sides so you can make a choice in what you read and say and what appears on your wall. And we respect your privacy and don't sell your data. RightToVoice.com. It's the only place where you'll get all the news. It's usually one click to join, so check us out today. RightToVoice.com. We don't push aside. That's right, the number two, and voice. We don't push aside. We include all the sides so you can make a choice in what you read and say and what appears on your wall. And we respect your privacy and don't sell your data. RightToVoice.com.
On Wednesday, the United States officially terminated a 1955 treaty with Iran after an international court issued a ruling based on the treaty this week. Today at the White House, National Security Advisor John Bolton was asked about Iran and their pursuit of nuclear weapons.
I don't think Iran is dismantling its nuclear program. If anything, recent reports that are public indicate that it's increasing its activity. I think we're going to apply the maximum amount of leverage we can. We're working with our European partners, with the British, the French, the Germans, and others. They have chosen to remain in the Iran nuclear deal. But as I've said to them, it's like a book that was written several decades ago in this country. Is called something like the six stages of grief. You know, first you have denial, then you have anger. Eventually you get to acceptance. And I think that's the direction the Europeans are moving in.
Today, the Dow Jones Industrial was up 54 points to close the day at 26,828. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Yesterday, Amazon announced they were raising the minimum wage in their U.S. facilities to $15 an hour. Brian Brenberg is the chairman of King's College. He talks about how Amazon was able to give everyone a big pay raise.
And Bezos here is kind of talking about guys like Bernie Sanders and the threats that he's made about, hey, Amazon, if you don't pay higher wages, you know, we're going to tax you. But the truth is there's no way Amazon would be doing this if the economy wasn't growing the way it's growing. Amazon's paying higher wages because all of its competitors are paying higher wages to try to attract workers for the holiday season. The labor market is so tight, these guys can't fill their open spots. That's what Bezos is doing right now.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said today and for the third time on the Senate floor that the Senate will hold a vote to confirm Brett Kavanaugh's Supreme Court nomination this week. The senator also had a message for everyone that's confronting Republican senators in airports and restaurants.
But I want to make it clear to these people who are chasing my members around the hall here or harassing them at the airports or going to their homes, we'll not be intimidated by these people. There's no chance in the world they're going to scare us out of doing our duty. I don't care how many members they chase, how many people they harass here in the halls. I want to make one thing perfectly clear. We will not be intimidated by these people.
Please remember, you can always check us out online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.